USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says on Thursday that President Trump intends to nominate Patrick Shanahan to become the U.S. Secretary of Defense following his time as acting secretary. Vice President Mike Pence is in Minnesota, where he promised the United States is negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade. The truth of the matter is, the days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
A powerful storm system is triggering flash flooding and tornadoes across the Deep South. The two-day outbreak of severe weather has spawned at least 20 tornadoes from Texas to Louisiana. The National Weather Service says heavy rainfall is expected along the western Gulf Coast through Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
One of its co-founders says Facebook should be closed by the government. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Palm Beach, Florida county judge is sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. The judge cited the large amount of publicity surrounding the case and stated it may interfere with the right to a fair trial. Kraft's lawyers are pushing for the videos to be completely tossed from the trial. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump's presidency has been a boon for some states. Now, that has been in part due to the state sales tax collections that have been increasing since 2017 and into 2018. Now, 41 states have recovered from the Great Recession, but there's still some states that are lagging behind, and a lot of those states seem to be blue states. Maddie Dupler is with the National Taxpayers Union. She tells Fox News why some of the blue states are lagging behind just a little bit when it comes to economic growth.
Well, it's a tale as old as time, right? You spend more than you take in, you're going to have a deficit, you're going to have problems. Now, the question for the states is, why did the recovery take so long?
Right.
It's because we had bad federal policy at the federal level leading the way, but a lot of these states hadn't learned. Thanks to tax reform, it has forced a lot of these states to start realigning their budgets with what their actual fiscal expectations that are. As a result, you saw that 41 states now have revenue streams that are coming in over those recession levels. That is
right.
So important to get states back on healthy footing, but they won't stay there long if they can't get their spending obligations under
sure.
control.
Dupler also believes pensions are hurting many states' economies as well.
When you talk about bad federal policy leading the way, this is a prime example of that. With the stimulus package and federal programs in the recession, what that did was that encouraged state and local
mm-hmm.
governments to hire
right.
at an expedited pace. That meant more employees, that meant more pensions, and of course, when those federal dollars ran out, states are on the hook for those liabilities.
Sure. Please remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.